Javamat. Director General Enda Retnostute yesterday said the process will address legal, physical, and scientific aspects. The fossil is expected to arrive in Indonesia before December 2025 and will later be exhibited at the National Museum. The Indonesian Olympic Committee, together with the Jakarta provincial government, has launched Olympic Day 2025, which will take place on 12 October in the Sudirman Central Business District in South Jakarta. The event is part of the International Olympic Committee's global celebration under the theme Let's Move, promoting healthy living, friendship, and sportsmanship. Olympic Day will feature a 5K fun run, art showcases, small business stands, and music performances open to the public. And that was the news.
Thank you. merasa malu semakin dalam. Ia malu kali ini, kadang juga ia takut. Tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening. Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song popularized by Bruri Marantika was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Darimu, ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mengakhirkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini rindu akan nawarimu. Semesta riang tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Di senang riang ayunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Bina, bina retropolis, kau mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pun kan terkenang melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh pujangga. Kunda dalam hati terbesi dalam air dan api. Nadamu akan selalu menjadi warna hidupku. Mari bernyanyi bersama dalam sedih senang riang, adu mempesona jiwa dan berpesta. Ingat-ingat Metropolis, mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pun terkenang melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh pujangga.
Listener, after this, you will listen to a story from the Indonesia Armed Forces, a story about the achievements in various sectors. And so, Make sure to tune in to our program in Indonesia Today, where you can tune in through our online streaming in voidnews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. Voice listener, the Indonesian National Army has been invited by President Macron to lead the Bastille Day Parade in Paris, France. Not only that, the Indonesian National Army also inked several cooperation and joint exercise with other countries. To know more about this, let's have a special conversation with the head of Information and Communication of Indonesian Ministry, Bapak Brigadir General Frega Wenas. How are you today, Pa, and good morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine, too. And congratulations for the marvelous performance of the Special Task Force of TNI at the Bastille Day, Pa Frega. I'm really proud to say that I'm proud as an Indonesian.
Thank you very much.
Without any further ado, let's begin the interview, and I would like to ask some of the questions here. Can you tell us about the Indonesian National Army at the Bastille Day?
Actually, it was the first experience that we were invited to take part in the Bastille Day commemoration. One of the big national day that the French government and the French people celebrate. And it was a very rare opportunity where we had the honor to be the guest of honor because of the invitation expressed by President Macron to President Prabowo. And then President Prabowo assigned the Minister of Defense as well as the TNI headquarters to prepare not only a contingent of troops, but also the drum band from the Armed Forces Academy. And I think it is an honor not only for the contingent itself, but also for the, you know, soldiers, the cadets, as well as for the Indonesia as a nation, because we can showcase not only our military cultures, but also treasure culture that we brought there. And it has impressed not only the French people there, but also we know that Paris is one of the, you know, big city where tourists are visiting. So many people from European countries and also the guests that attended the celebration also could have the opportunity to observe and also watch the performance of our troops, contingent, the drum band, and the parade as well. And it is an honor and show that we are also have the same capacity with other nations internationally.
Okay, so how long did the training take, and who created concept for the Indonesian National Army Parade to be performed on Paris?
Well, the drills that we had began in June, and the event itself, by early July, on the 6th, we sent our contingent and the drum bands. And since the first day of arrival, they observed, they did some drills, also the rehearsal until the final rehearsals. And roughly about a month, over a month. And we had prior experience participating in India National Day as well, where we sent also a contingent of troops for parade and defile, as well as the drum band and marching band. And we used that experience to help develop the configurations, because actually the invitation was only for the parade and defile, but we also prepare our cultural performances because we want to use the momentum, the opportunity, alongside the break that we have during the rehearsals. And the configuration was actually designated by our trainers from the services, from the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. Especially for the drum band, we have the Military Academy instructor, as well as the, from the Armed Forces Academy. And since the drum band also consists of the Naval Academy cadets, Air Force Academy cadets, and a small element from the Police Academy. And for the troops itself, we have the Yell Yell, to show the fighting spirit of our troops, and of course it boosts the morale of our soldiers, because you know when we want to perform, it actually elevate the motivation and also the high spirit. So once they perform, they will put their best, and also this will make everyone proud, especially Indonesia as a nation, as a country.
Okay, so with many performances from Indonesian National Army, what makes the France people impress the most? Is it like, since there are many performances I've seen, like people from the cadets from Indonesia teaching the Pacu Jalur dance to the people of France, and what is the most memorable one?
I think most of what we demonstrated while we were in Paris in the celebration of the Bastille Day impressed the French people and the local, as well as the visitor who visited the city. So everything, especially cultural aspect, military aspect, because when we perform during the parade and defile, we have a slightly different style of marching. It's very disciplined, and probably because of you know, different culture, the Asian culture, so it's a bit rigid, but it was very organized, very well organized and very neat compared to the French military. Probably they tend to march in a more, in a softer way compared to us. We try to show our, you know, rigid movement, but it's a very well organized coordination. And of course, with the drum band that we had, with the cultural elements, you know, we brought the tiger, the shark, also the eagle for the drum bands, and also traditional part that we put in the element of uniforms that were worn by the cadets. It attracted the French people. And at the same time, you're right, you mentioned about Pacu Jalur, because it's currently viral, part of the aura farming. So we try to use the momentum to also, you know, socialize and introduce this kind of traditional part of Indonesia. And not only the cadets, but also the soldiers that we send there, they join. And they asked the local, the French army's, French military personnel, male and female, to also join. And because it's going far anywhere, not only in Indonesia, or, you know, football players internationally. So we want to use the momentum to promote Indonesia. And at the same time, along the break that we had during the rehearsal and drills in Paris, we also tried to perform our traditional dances. We brought all the equipment for Rio Ponorogo, and also for Kecak, with all the elements, you know, representing diversity. And also we demonstrated, you know, a dance from Papua. So we want to show that Indonesia is comprising, you know, is very diverse with a variety of culture, ethnics, but we understand that, you know, based on our key principle, unity and diversity. So we want to show to the French people and also the international audience that will present in Paris during the Bastille Day, even though we are coming from a different background, but we are united as a nation, as a country, and that has become our fundamental identity, as what we have demonstrated and implemented for many, many years since our independence.
Okay, you've mentioned Papua before, so yeah. I'd like to ask you, TNI's also working together with Indonesian Health Ministry to build 14 hospitals in conflicted areas in Papua, and how is the progress going?
The progress is still ongoing. A couple of days ago, Minister of Defense with the Minister of Health, as well as the chief of supervisory board on medicine and food, they actually concluded the memory of agreement between these three institutions. Our commitment is try to support the transformation program in health sector as well as in medicine sector. So it's part of the commitment of the Minister of Defense to support the national program and vision by President Prabowo. And what we did what we are doing actually is not taking over the lead or the role which belong to those two different institutions, but what we offer is actually to provide assistance in constructing a medical facility, hospitals, especially in remote area, in conflicted area where security needs more protection, and we try to provide security. And at the same time, we also have combat engineer units. We can operate in a hostile area, hostile environment, in conflicted zone. So we also offer this kind of capacity and capability to help construct the new hospitals in that conflicted zone. And at the same time, we also have the Republic of Indonesia Defense University, where we educate cadets to become also medical doctors. So we offer this kind of human resources to help also, being assigned in the conflict zone. So because they have the foundation as a cadet, they have been indoctrinated and educated. They have part of their education as a military. So that won't be a problem for them to being assigned there, because we know the risk, working as a medical workers there, being a doctor, being a nurse. Some of them actually got kidnapped and became casualties. So having our own resources will help supplement the effort conducted by the Ministry of Health. And for the medicine, we also have the military pharmacy facility, so we can supplement the ongoing process of producing medicine, so we can produce together with a high quality, with a cheap price as well, to help support the government program. And it's going to be distributed through the to the shop organized under the ministry, Koperasi Merah Putih, to help provide assistance to the public. So that's the intention. We're not taking over, but we are supporting the national program, especially transformation in the medical and also medicine sector, health sector.
Okay, speaking of protection, not only the physical protection is needed, not just health, but also in this modern era is cyber protection. So my next question, and maybe the final question for today, is Indonesian National Army developing many cooperations with other countries as well, and recently with Singapore in cyber defense. And what do Indonesian National Army need to learn from Singapore, and why does we need to learn from Singapore, especially for the cyber defense?
A few days ago, actually, the Chief of Defense Forces from Singapore Armed Forces went to Indonesia, and also there was a courtesy call visit to see Minister of Defense, Syafri Samsudin. One of the point that were discussed was actually about elevating cyber corporations, because we know Singapore recently established its digital and intelligence service, which actually, in summary, the supervision of cyber security and cyber defense in Singapore, and also being a hub and also rely on digital and commerce sectors. They have been experiencing a number of issues, and that's one of the reason why they established a new services in the military in charge of cyber. And now we think that it will be beneficial to learn from their experience, because they have established as a new service. And at the moment, we have the cyber capacity, but what we have is actually limited to individual services, the TNI headquarters, and also the Ministry of Defense. So we see that through this partnership, we can exchange knowledge and experience. And of course, Singapore is one of the members in ASEAN, Southeast Asian nation. So it's been our neighbors, it's been our bilateral partners for years. And a number of occasions when we conducted, military multilateral program as well, Singapore also took part. So it's a fair reason to also establish this kind of cooperation with Singapore, being a pioneer of a new service in digital, in cyber. So we want to learn. And at the same time, we also believe that Singapore, being a a good neighbor of us, implementing what President Prabowo envisioned, good neighbor policy, a good bilateral partnership and relations can also supplement for us, especially in the context of defense diplomacy and military diplomacy. And cyber cooperation in this case can also strengthen our defense diplomacy and military diplomacy program as part of the government program in multiplying and also replicating international partnership with various international partners, including Singapore.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Frega, yeah, my Buenas pleasure. For your answer and amazing insights of Indonesian military. So, Voice listener, thank you so much for accompanying me in this special interview with the theme of TNI's achievements in many sector. And especially as we heard from Pak Frega that Indonesian armed military forces is still keeps growing in protecting the nation as well as expanding their knowledge and well known to the world as well. And thank you so much, Voice listener, for your time in this special interview of VOI Talk, and I'll see you in another episode. Stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi. Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau.
Listener, still here with me, Rain Indonesia today. And don't forget, you can send your messages through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter, Yan at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com. And also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
Ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa. Tahukah lagu yang kau suka, tahukah bintang yang kau sapa, tahukah rumah yang kau tuju. Itu aku. Percayalah, itu aku.
Beautiful nature.
Salami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ku tergoda asmara, terbawa alunan lagu merindu, telah ku temukan.
Bersinar bersama.
digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.